Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Babe, We're So Alive with me, Bianca. So happy to be here with the guys. How are you doing today? For me, it is wonderful because the weather is turning warm and warm. And I can see all these flowers blooming outside. It's so beautiful. I think spring is the most beautiful festival in these four seasons. Sorry, I just said festival. No, it's the most beautiful season in the four. Still, I love summer most, but still, I like spring's beauty. I like its beauty. And oh, talking about beauty, yesterday I checked this YouTube video, like a reaction to these TikTok dancers. I just realized how beautiful girls can be these days. And I think that's the most important reason why this beauty industry and clothing industry and all these like wig and fake lashes, whatever, all these things included, are booming nowadays, because girls want to be beautiful and it's successful to be beautiful. And there are so many beauty bloggers, makeup tutorials and hair tutorials, outfit style tutorials, whatever, this tryout hauls, everything is so accessible that they are reminding us to make ourselves to be beautiful. And since everybody got access to that, everybody got that voice in their head, you should be beautiful, because everybody is getting beautiful now. So, you know, it's like a circus competition that once we get outdoors, we see other people dress up and we have to dress ourselves up. And sometimes, you know, I'm really lazy, though I'm quite interested in fashion. But most of the times I'm lazy. I just want to dress casual. I just want to be comfy. But the thing is, I got so embarrassed a lot of times just because I dress too casual, and other beautiful girls are just dressing up and put all these makeups on. I feel, no, it's so embarrassing. Maybe next time I should change myself. But, you know, that's so anti-me, because I'm the one who never changed myself for nobody. So, yeah, I'm thinking about this question. Like, all this. Let me ask you guys, haven't one of you never bought a makeup piece from these, let's say, makeup bloggers or these websites or something you scroll through Instagram or something? Because I'm so easily affected by this. And I don't know if I'm the one, but I know their industry, their business is booming. And I can tell there are a lot of girls got affected by this. So I'm thinking, yeah, like people really, especially girls do get beautiful these days. No matter you're rich or not, it's the same. They're totally affordable. It doesn't cost you a dime to become glamorous and so accessible. So, yeah, a lot of people spend their times on outfit, on makeup, on hair, everything. And it's not like a celebrity thing anymore to be beautiful, to be like a model on Instagram. You can just make yourself model in home with all these cameras, all these lights, all this background decorations. You're a model. You're Kim Kardashian in your home. And yeah, that really make me think a lot. Maybe we should like take a chance to see if it's really necessary to like become this like trending girl styles or not. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I picked this topic for today as, is phone really distracting us? I don't know, guys, how you guys feel about this topic. Because I really hate to talk about it, because I love my phone. And though I've been working on my phone, working on get rid of my phone. Still, I'm spending a lot of time on it, and I feel this distraction now. I feel like I cannot focus that much, and once I got a time, I'm thinking I should like watch a HBO show or scroll through Instagram or spend some time on YouTube, whatever. There are so many apps you can spend your time with, and as long as you don't want to get rid of it, you won't get rid of it. You will be always on it, either on this app or on another app. There's always enough for you to do there. And at the end of the day, our time's up and nothing's left. We achieve nothing and receive nothing from it. Only some like very random messages in our head. So I'm thinking, yeah, we should get in touch with this society through social media if we don't get that chance to meet new people. But still, I think it's distracting me from my own life. And it's so addictive, I feel like it's even toxic nowadays. That it's so hard to get rid of. It's addictive. It's drug in a phone case. So, yeah, I think it's time to, you know, put it down and get myself back and put things together. So I'm still thinking it's a like periodically thing. I do it once a few moments. Like, I've been like getting off my phone for a long time. I only use my phone for a timer or for a dictionary checking. But for others, I will, you know, try to put it down as much as possible. So I was doing quite good, but recently, I felt I started to getting addicted again, and I re-downloaded all these social media apps on it, Chinese or American, whatever, all of them on my phone. And one of the most important reasons that I deleted all of these social medias on my phone is that I felt I got so distracted by them. I felt no self-confidence left in myself anymore. So I really should get rid of it, and it's not like the negative reason. But now I feel, I feel really good at myself, so let's get those back and let's check out what other people is doing right now and how beautiful their pictures looks like, how like curvy, how good their body looks like. Like, I won't get affected. And that's the reason like got myself to re-download everything back, and I feel really bad right now. It's just like, it's not making myself feel bad, it's just like it's killing me in a different way. It's using my time, it's like drain myself up by this useless scrolling through thing. So you feel like, oh, there are actually a lot of things you can learn from this. No, actually not. At the end of the day, you will see you still are yourself. You did nothing but scrolling through it and left some useless information you thought they were useful, but no, definitely not. So if you're using something like online, just use your laptop to do things. It's a total different mode or vibe. And I remember there was this blogger on Bilibili. He said how he shared how he got rid of his phone by saying that he turned a like screenshotting timer for as 30 minutes each day, and once time is up, his phone will be like frozen and nothing will be can be used. So he has to like constrain his time on it, and it totally worked for him. And it doesn't mean like all his screen time is cutting down, because he saved all of these random times to watch a movie on his laptop. So since his phone is locked, it's frozen, his laptop is still like accessible. So he used his laptop to watch a movie or whatever. So compared to watch a whole movie on your laptop, it's totally different with scrolling through random things on Instagram or other social media. Because it's just into pieces. And the movie is a whole work. It's different. Our time is being cutting down into these pieces nowadays. And if we are not aware of that, it's very dangerous to our life. We are not aware we are getting cut down and being dominated by this social media nowadays. We really should be aware of that and take control of our life again, not controlled by these social media and influencers. So yesterday, I literally put that quote on. It's not a quote. It's said by myself. I think it's very important. So I'm going to say it again here. That it's not bad. It's not stupid to be an influencer on social media. It's bad and stupid if we get affected by this influencer and put our whole trust in them and let them change us and let them feel bad about ourselves. It's really, I don't know how to describe it. I think it's destructive, right? It's a word, right? Destructive. So yeah, that's just my opinion. Yeah, I don't know if you like it or not. Yeah, but that's me. And I think, hey guys, I'm back. Still Bianca here. My phone just died, so I have to restart it again. And yeah, just to say goodbye to you guys and thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Hey guys, hold on a second. I just recorded bonus track, so that's not a real bye. Let's take another 5 minutes to listen to this bonus track talking about beauty, my perspective about how to be beautiful by yourself. It's totally worth it listening. So go ahead, don't quit, and let's take that bonus track. So hey guys, it's Bianca here. Welcome to Baby We're So Alive. Very happy to be here with you guys. How are you doing today? So I just recorded one piece of today, but I haven't had enough of it. So I'm thinking I can continue talking till I die. No, I'm kidding. Till I don't want to talk anymore. So let me share other things with you guys. I just talked about my feelings about social media and phone addiction and beauty stuff. So it's all related to our own life that we are not aware of. And every time I got into the mall, I see these like makeup stores and these clothing stores. They try to get people's attention, and these online stores, they try to get more streaming, get more views. So yeah, people are crazy, especially girls are crazy about this beauty stuff, and everybody want to be beautiful. And still, I found this interesting fact that a lot of girls feel unconfident about themselves. Although they are already very beautiful, very skinny, because skinny is a top body type in China, which I can agree, but a lot of girls would want to be skinny in China. So yeah, they already got a very top body type. They got nice hair, they got nice face, nice makeup, they got good smile, good teeth, got the taste of outfit. Still, they feel so insecure. They felt they're not good as good enough as they really are. So every time I reunite with my girlfriends, I have to compliment themselves, tell them how good they look like and how good they should feel about themselves. I feel it's a cultural thing, and actually a lot of them ask me, how do you become you today? I felt, oh, it's actually a very tricky question. I don't even want to answer that because I'm still not my ideal place. And I still got a lot of things to work on. And in myself, there are a lot of, ambivalence in myself. I don't know how to choose. I don't know how to live. A lot of questions unanswered. So when they asked me that question, how do you become you today? I felt, no, I don't know how to answer that. But I know exactly what they're asking. They're asking how do you get your confidence. So I'm not that confident as always as you think. I just appear to be confident because I'm chilling. I'm enjoying myself with my girlfriends. I'm relaxing myself and try to get fun, have fun of it. I don't want to exaggerate myself by comparing who is the most beautiful girls in the group. Like, what's the point? They are my friends. So I think that's why I look confident, because I had fun. I enjoy myself. I'm relaxing. So they later asked me, you don't put any makeup on. You don't even dress up. You still look good. I said, that's because I'm happy. It's not because I'm born to be beautiful. I just genetically look good. I just am enjoying myself. And one more thing I tell them is that I'm telling myself to worry less to make myself look more beautiful. It's totally true. It's a recent thing I tell myself a lot of times, that I think what makes you ugly is how you feel about yourself. So a lot of times when I started worrying about this and that, I tell myself, no, don't frown because you're going to get these wrinkles. Start smiling. And even though you will still get wrinkles by smile, but still go smiling. It's a different wrinkle. These are the wrinkles that make you look good. So that's actually the lessons I tell myself. And I really want to tell my girlfriends that they should feel good about themselves, because they really are. So yeah, girls, if you are feel not enough of yourself, feel there every time you go on social media, you feel bad about yourself, please, please, please stop scrolling through Instagram, stop scrolling through Red, all this social media, and put yourself in front of a mirror and tell yourself you look good and start doing things, because these things make you different, make you really beautiful inside and out, no matter what. Just do things and find your personality, find your hobbies, and enjoy your life. And you are beautiful no matter what, trust me. It's so, so important. So I think this is gonna be a bonus track for today. I will add it to the other piece I recorded earlier. And still, I think there's nothing left to talk about. That's just a little bit thoughts of today. Hope you enjoyed this one. And yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.